Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Team Broadcasting. Tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of Joseph Rembert, friend to Christopher Tracy and Aloysius Forever Love.
Bomba clad suit the bonfire man.
You have tuned in to an episode of the Lonely Hearts Cafe. I am your co-host, Christopher Tracy. And I am joined this week, as I am every week, by the Honorable Deacon Aloysius Forever Love. We opened up the show tonight with that song by Supercat because that was the favorite song of our friend Joseph Rembert, who passed away about 2 weeks ago. So we want to honor Joseph and dedicate tonight's show to Joseph. So, Aloysius, how are you this evening?
I am blessed and wonderful. Regardless of all the drama around. And I would like to say what's up to all of my my Facebook friends that are from the Bad Girls Club.
The Bad Girls Club?
Yeah, I have a couple of new friends that are that were on the show.
So
a couple of episodes.
Tell us about the Bad Girls Club. How does one get in the Bad Girls Club?
No, the actual show. That was on, I don't know if it was on MTV or whatever it was on, whatever station it was on, you know, they were actually on the show.
Well, very good. We welcome them to the Lonely Hearts Cafe and thank them for listening. Let me give you an opportunity to say a few words about Joe. And I've got something funny I got to throw in there, too. But go ahead, let me hear you say something about Joe, a memory, share a memory.
You know what, Joe always wanted me to have a nice girl, first of all. He always wanted me to have, quote unquote, the bad chick, the bad bitch, but he never said bitch, but you know, the bad chick. So he saw me,
he probably said bitch.
That's who I could, yeah, it's possible he could have said bitch, you know, but he did see that my life was not really evolving around a woman, but he noted that I needed some type of center, some type of focus, some type of woman that'll bring me closer to grounding me. I haven't found them yet, Joe, but it's a progress, you know, a work in progress. But there's so many fond memories. I can remember getting him in trouble in school a lot. He was laughing at a particular time, and the teacher blamed him, but it was all of us in the back row, and, you know, I'm kind of sorry for it now, but things happen,
not.
You know.
No, you're not.
Well, true, I'm not. It was too funny.
It was easy to get Joe in trouble. It was easy, because, bam, there it is. And then he just give you this blank look. But he liked getting in trouble.
Yep.
He wanted to be the bad boy. Because he was a rebel.
That may be
you know?
True.
He was a rebel, you know. He didn't have the best relationship with his father, getting out of his father's shadow.
Right.
And for those who who are listening, Joe's father was the pastor at one time at U All's church, which is the prominent church in the civil rights movement, Brown Chapel AME. My fault.
This is true.
So, it was a shadow that he had to get from under it. I think that was one of the struggles he had as a lad. But let me tell you, check this out. His son, who's in middle school right about now, was hitting me up one night, the night that I posted the comment on Facebook. So his son and I were chatting and everything. We had chatted the week before, but that particular night, his son hit me up with, like, deep questions about his dad. Because his dad and his mother divorced when he was a baby, probably when he was under two. And little Joe asked me, was his dad good in school?
Ooh.
And I just said, no. I said, I got to keep it real.
Yeah, his mind used to wander a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was he wasn't the smartest one.
He was our boy. I shared the story with him about the graduation gift that you guys did not receive our senior year.
I got played.
So without revealing names, kind of tell that story for the listeners, because we have some listeners. So kind of tell that story. But I told Joe Sunday, and he was like, oh.
Yeah, you know, usually every year at our church, they give the graduating seniors a gift, be it monetary or some type of gift, just in general. And the year before they got one, and, you know, okay, so it's coming upon that time, and we're expecting it, but he didn't graduate. So yep. I don't know if they were saying, well, I know his father did kind of chew him out about it in church at one particular point, and it may just be a revenge thing that he went through. So everybody, I know myself in particular, I didn't get anything.
Nobody.
You know, in fact, I was, yeah, nobody did. But the year after that, they did, and the year after that, they did.
That was funny.
And in fact, I was talking to my sister the other day, and she was like, yeah, we did. I was like, this is some bullshit, you know. Nobody gave a fuck. And that's probably the reason why I kind of turned a little bit from their teaching and went my own way and gathered my own information. You know, because I was like, well, they don't really care about me enough to, you know, show their appreciation for me being, you know, in this church for all these years. And, you know, it's not even the monetary fact. It's just they could have given me a card and said, you know, congratulations. They didn't even do that, you know. Yeah, and you don't want to call everybody in your church bitches and bastards, you know. You just say, oh, you know, and you move on. But, you know, develop an anger and animosity towards people because of things like that, though, you know.
I know,
but it happens.
Boss lady, come here. That is funny. Huh?
It happens, though, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
And I wonder if I really depended on that, you know, that little bit of money, though, you know what I mean? I would have been ass off for real. But I do have to look at it from Joe's perspective, where he was saying, well, I'm not graduating. My dad has already told me I'm not shit. And now I got to look at all my friends that are graduating on top of that. You know what I mean?
Oh, he had 4 years to get his shit together. He knew every year the seniors are getting a damn monetary gift. And as you
ain't
say,
no.
in appreciation for your years of service.
He knew 4 years and some summers, goddammit, because he was in summer school a lot, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, my goodness. That is funny.
Yeah. I mean, my man just wasn't, you know, he wasn't books. Well, he wasn't street smart either, so. Yeah, he was just, he was different, you know, he was different. But we didn't love him less because of that. He was just different, you know.
Well, I didn't go to Brown Chapel, but I imagine it went something like this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we typically recognize our seniors at this point. You guys were in your caps and gowns. Like all the seniors to stand up, and we'll recognize them, probably read off your names. Aloysius Forever Love, graduating this year. As you all know, we typically give a little token from the congregation to those of us, our young men and women who are graduating. But unfortunately, my son didn't graduate this year, and he's supposed to be in that class, and he's got to finish up some work over the summer. So what we are going to do is hold off on giving them their gift because my son didn't graduate. Now, that's how I imagined it went. I wasn't in church, but when I heard about it, that's how I always visualized it. Go ahead.
Something similar, probably, yeah. We're going to pay for summer school with the gift money that we were going to give you guys, so, yeah.
That's one. All about Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, we had some great stories, great times. Okay. So what we are going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. And then we have some calls on the line. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. Hold on, let me see. Let me check with one of these callers to see if they want to, let me play some music and see if this caller would like to say something about Joe, if they know Joe, if they knew Joe. And then we'll go to commercial break. So let me play some music. Or you can continue talking. And hold on. Hold on one second. Are you a business owner looking to expand your business nationally? Well, join the hottest internet radio network, Team Broadcasting. Advertise your business or organization on this program or others. Choose from a winning lineup: Selma Toro's Baseball, Toro Talk, Bridging the Gap, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, and Cafe Mahogany. We look forward to partnering with your business to help you grow, whether it's locally, regionally, or nationally. Contact us for more information, 334-505-1940, or send us an email at yourteambroadcasting.com, 334-505-1940, or yourteambroadcasting.com. We look forward to partnering with you. And we are back. We are back. Back in the Lonely Hearts Cafe. I am your co-host, Aloysius. Is joined. Aloysius is with us on the air. It's amazing how quickly this sequence kicks in the system. So, I am Christopher Tracy. And Aloysius Forever Love is on the air with. I was just listening to you hum there.
It's not one of my days for singing. My allergies have kicked in full-fledged because of the weather change.
Weather change? It's getting warmer, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So all the snow is basically melting, so...
Okay. Well, spring is springing. I can't say spring has sprung. Spring is springing. So, ladies and gentlemen, there are three ways to join us on the Lonely Hearts Cafe, the same three ways there are every week. The first way is to call in to 516-595-8113, 516-595-8113. The second way is to go into Blog Talk Radio, search Lonely Hearts Cafe, that's us, and then post a comment on the chat room wall, and we'll see that comment, we'll read it on the air, and the dialogue will go back and forth. The third way is to go to our Facebook page, Lonely Hearts Cafe. Post a comment on the Facebook wall, and we will read your comment on the air. So, Tiana.
Yes, yes.
What's all this?
Somebody on the plane.
Yeah, what's all this wind in the background?
I don't know.
You gotta roll your damn, roll your windows up. Shit.
I wanna be, my windows are rolled up. Ashley in the car. That one's rolled up.
We can tell.
I'm in the, everything is rolled up. I'm in the car. Hold on. I had you on speakerphone. Is that better?
No.
It's not better? Okay, hold on. Okay.
You ever have somebody, now y'all finna suffocate because it's hot as hell. Now,
can you hear me now?
What are you, a Verizon commercial?
Yes, we can hear
a Verizon?
You.
No, but hey. What's going on? I miss you guys.
We miss you too.
And we miss you.
Aw, thanks. You know, I always got interesting stories.
Hold on 1 second. So we've got you on the line. We've got Sunshine on the line. Sunshine, say hello.
Hi.
And we've got Vanessa on the line.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Okay. So, there go that damn wind tunnel. I told y'all were going to suffocate.
Okay, I'm ready to roll.
What's the deal?
Driving on the Autobahn or something.
Yeah, tell us what's going on. You got the windows down. You can't. What's going on?
Actually, the windows roll up. I'm coming to the country, so I'm always at home.
Switzerland?
No, actually, I was. Me and my best friend was coming from the Marine base.
Uh-huh. Y'all want to go get some liquor or y'all want to get some dick?
Neither. Her mom lived down there, by the way. So it was her mom and for her niece's birthday. So
you had us on speaker so your friend could hear the show.
Yeah, but she never listened in on the show. So
you had to take it off speaker or is she still on speaker?
I think it off speaker because I think you guys said no.
Well, I don't know. Well, the speaker does not explain the whole shit.
But it might be me then. Hold on. Okay, can you hear that static now?
Put it back the way it was. Shit.
I wanted to talk to your friend. I was going to talk some shit to your friend.
No, my friend is married. Stop it.
Is your friend a male? Is a female, right?
Female, yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, put it back where it was.
Say what?
It's too much interference. I can mute you if you want to keep it on speaker.
Okay. I'm off speakerphone. You said too much interference.
Yeah, it sounds like you're on a spaceship.
I know. Coming to the country, dirt road.
I'm telling you, it's not that.
Is it better?
It's not static. It's like wind. It sounds like wind.
Oh, yeah. We're not the only car on the highway right now.
Well, isn't that special?
Yeah, we're special.
All right. So I'm sure you have a whole bunch of stories to tell us.
Yeah, so much has had happened in the past few weeks.
Give us one.
Like this internet drama, like, you know, it's just crazy. And, you know, in the group that we're in, you know, y'all know about a group, one particular group. And I guess, you know, it's always ended up with me, one of the bros. You know, the cues caused me the most problems. And it's just like, if I'm conversing, yeah. If I'm conversing with one of the bros,
how many times have I told you don't be talking about the bros on the radio?
Well, I'm sorry about the bros. I'm sorry. The bros cause me problems.
Hold on. You're going to get my letter snatched, okay?
Well, I don't want you to get in trouble. I apologize.
Can't you just say a guy or something like that?
Okay. That purple and gold. That purple and gold is the devil.
Okay.
All right.
I'm in love with that purple and gold, but.
All right. Aloysius.
Yes, sir.
We also have Teresa on the line. Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Did your daughter come back?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So where was she?
Good question.
For those, see, Sunshine, you weren't on the air, but basically, Teresa's daughter had, were you on the air when Teresa's daughter had disappeared?
Yeah, I think she was.
Yes, I was.
How many days did it, when did she come back? Tell us what happened. Tell us what happened, how it went.
I'm sorry, I can't remember when she came back.
Did she run away to the military? Did she go, where was she? Was she
no.
Was she a freakneek? Was she just getting dicked down? What was she doing?
That's what she was doing.
Came back with a hangover.
So did I juggle? Chris, you crazy, Chris.
So she came back with attitude, huh? Why did she have
mm-hmm.
attitude? She had an attitude.
I don't know.
Because you were looking for her and shit.
Uh-huh.
Does she still have any tax money left?
Huh?
Did you keep the tax money?
No, she got it.
Yeah. Dang, I was hoping you kept it.
Is it gone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well,
y'all just flawed all the way fucking around. Let me explain something to you. If your daughter demonstrates an error in judgment by running off to get dicked down for a couple weeks, when she comes back, you don't give her the tax money, even though it's her money. You hold on to it and ration it. You invest it. You do something with it, something constructive with it. Because if she didn't demonstrate judgment with her time and her child that she left on you, she's not going to demonstrate good judgment with the money.
Well, it was her.
And even with that being said, did she go back to the crazy dude?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait a second. Aloysius has stumbled upon something. Weren't they living together before she went to Freaknik?
Yes.
So what's the living arrangements now?
He where he at and she where she at.
What about the dude that
she used the money to get her own place?
No.
My shit.
Still in the same place. Who's still in the same residence? She is or
nobody.
Is?
Nobody. They gone. He's out of town and she in town.
But she's in a different place.
Yeah.
Their names were on the lease. Both of their names were on the lease to where they were staying. Huh?
I think it was just his though, right?
Huh?
Whose name was on
no,
the lease?
No, They both was paying.
Okay.
So who lives there now?
Nobody.
You're leaving out some shit. Let me explain something to you. We are on the radio. These can't be like one, two-word answers. Explain the shit.
She with another guy, and he gone about his business.
Okay, so who's in the house where they used to stay? How do you just have a house that nobody's staying in now?
Because it wasn't theirs.
Huh?
It wasn't theirs.
Who
so they broke the lease and they have to pay for breaking the lease.
Who were
no,
they with?
It was up anyway. She's staying with a friend.
The same dude that she went off with?
Yep.
I told you she was just looking
sir.
For love. Just running around looking for love.
Expand on that a bit, Aloysius.
right directly. I remember saying something about this earlier, but right directly after she had the baby, it may have been an issue of her just wanting to be accepted, loved, and told that she was beautiful. And obviously some guy did that.
Mm.
And he pulled her closer, and they became a unit, you know.
Did you hear what the Reverend Deacon Aloysius Fervent Love said? Teresa.
Huh?
Those are some profound words. Let me break this down to you. Aloysius said that she needed to hear something. Now, we know that she's confident. We know that she's beautiful. But Aloysius said that she needed to hear that she was beautiful. Aloysius said that he told her that she was beautiful. Then Aloysius said that he pulled her closer. But where Aloysius stopped is what Christopher going to tell you. He told her, he pulled her closer, and then he inserted.
Mm-hmm.
So now, are you happy? Do you know this guy?
No.
You don't know him?
No. I do not.
Now, do you think this is going to help her become independent, or is it just going to keep her in that submissive state?
Yeah, do you think? Because we know.
No, I don't think it's just something safe.
Why not?
No, because I don't.
What are your concerns? What are your concerns? Say it as a mother. Pour it out here. Where's the baby? Is it one baby or two?
Two.
Where are the grandbabies? Where are the grandbabies at?
With her.
Around the new dude.
Yeah.
Is the old dude baby daddy?
Who? The one she with now?
The one she was.
No, the guy that left.
Yeah. Is he the baby daddy?
Yeah.
How does he feel about this shit?
He don't know. He was gone.
I see we gonna be continuing this next week too.
Damn. I mean, but he needs to go. Like she said, he couldn't even boil water. So
yeah.
It was nothing he could really do for the kids, you know.
Yeah, but then it's one thing to have a confidant that you confide in and a confidant that you confide in and then move on. But she moved on to another dick, which is not the healthiest situation for her psyche.
Right, and is she still fertile?
Fuck yes, she's fertile. How old is she?
21.
She's very fertile.
So are her tubes tied? That's what I'm asking.
No.
Because she wants.
So, yeah, you could be having another grand child in a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible. That's all I'm asking, is that a possibility?
Oh, I guess all things are possible.
Yeah, if she loves this guy enough to not ask about condoms and whatnot, and 9 months
love,
from now.
Ain't no fucking love involved. It's lust.
No.
What a way to do. It's about getting dick.
Well, I mean, she could have got drunk this past week and got pregnant, you know.
Yeah. She went away with dude. When she got back, you know, dudes do the math. Dudes know it's tax season. Okay, so he's like, it's tax season. She's got kids. He did the math. He knows how much the tax return should be. She told him why they were rendezvousing, while he was dicking her mind down, that mom's got the tax money. So he's like, you're in this fucked up situation. You know, me and you, we'll cohabitate. We'll stay together. We'll chill. So basically, he's tax season milking her.
And there's about two more weeks involved in it.
Two,
3 more weeks.
No, it's going to be until he gets tired of the pussy.
Well, they might make. Let's be hopeful that it works out. There's no positivity in the universe.
What the fuck is this?
Well, we'll leave that part to you.
Exactly. I knew I should have muted you before you said some bullshit. It doesn't work like that.
Say what?
It doesn't work like that.
You never know. She might find love in this guy. Pray for the children, but.
That's a good thought, but it's for certain guys, especially in a situation like that, it might be just like watching the same cartoon over and over again. Yeah, at some point, you're either going to change the channel or cut the TV off.
Or get a book at the end.
Exactly.
Throw the book at the TV.
Exactly. And actually,
good thing she got a kid with her, you know.
Not necessarily. Well, not necessarily. Y'all think that shit. Why is it a good thing?
A good thing, but the kids are happy. They're with mom, you know.
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily. You don't know what they're getting exposed to is Love American style over there. He's taking mom in the room and dicking her down.
That's that being polite.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crazy.
I'm telling you how it is. I'm telling you how it is. I'm telling you how it is. Which
they don't see that.
Huh?
They don't see that.
You don't know that.
We hope.
If they did, they would tell it.
Yeah, they're sitting there with a bowl of dry cereal and they're performing in front of them.
Yeah, he would tell it.
Yeah, so dude comes over.
Out of all my years to catch me do anything, so you can. She a good woman is not going to just allow it to happen. You know, accidents happen, but I doubt it. I just pray that she wouldn't.
She wouldn't.
And that
I know that well enough to know she wouldn't do no mess like that.
And that's why
I can only speak of the freaks and the nasty women. And
But Aloysius, that is why. That's why men are able to run the game.
No, they think they be running games.
Because the women don't think the kids pay attention. The women don't think they know.
I had a friend tell me until they're 4 years or older, they'll sit the little kid right there in front of them while they're doing whatever they have to do.
And the guys don't give a fuck.
Nope.
Well, I know a man's not, but a woman's supposed to set limits. So.
Yeah, if she was setting limits, she wouldn't have her kids around him in the first place. The kids are better.
I have seen women get naked and sit their kids right there, like on the couch in the same room with us, and I'd be like, nope, and it gonna happen, you know.
In the kids same better, room.
Yeah,
but it just feels odd. Somebody staring at you like that, you know.
The kids are better off. Let me say this: the kids are better off with grandma, and the only chance, Sunshine, the only chance this relationship has. Would be if the kids are with grandma. Because if the kids are with mama, the dude is not going to have respect for the daughter. Because he knows it's about sex. He knows it's about the game. So he's looking at it as she's exposing the kids to the game when the kids are better off with grandma. And because she's not making that choice, he's analyzing her and he's like, I ain't going to be with her long term. I'm telling you.
Well, that's the interesting assessment, but.
Huh?
And that might be the other way around. She might be analyzing
be
that too, and she ain't gonna be with him for long.
Yeah,
we know that based upon her track record.
We know that
based upon her track record, but also it's the fact that. The woman has more to lose than the guy, unfortunately.
Well, that's in every case, so she has more to lose than the man because the man just don't give a damn.
Exactly. And the kids travel around with the mother 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay. That takes us into our topic for tonight. Anything else you want to say? Teresa?
I'm ready.
Oh, no. I'm good. Go ahead. What's the topic?
So tonight's topic. Dude, we had another caller. Oh. Aloysius, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. So that takes us into tonight's topic. Why don't women know when they are no longer marriage material? Let me set this up for you all. I have a friend who's in her 40s, mid-40s. She's never been married. She has one child who is in college. She has spent her adult years. She's a professional. She's a you know, one of the nurses that get the doctorate degrees and stuff. So she's worked
nurse
on her career. Yeah. And she's traveled abroad and everything and everything and everything. But she is in a new relationship every 6 to 8 months. And then when you ask her how the relationship is, she'll say, oh, I'm no longer in a relationship. It wasn't a relationship. We were just friends. We were just in a monogamous sexual agreement, that kind of thing. But if you go back to when she considers a relationship, oh, it's a relationship. And then she says, oh, you know, I'm preparing myself for my husband. Mm-hmm. And then she gets mad at me when I tell her, it ain't gonna happen. So, last night, I was talking to my wife about this boss lady. And I said to her, you know, I threw the scenario out there to her. I said, so why is it that women don't recognize when they're no longer marriage material? And then I prefaced it to my wife the same way I do on the show regularly, and I will say this again right now. The same things I say about women, it goes the same way for men, okay? So I'm not bashing women. It can go the same way for men. So I threw the scenario out there to my wife, and I asked her. And she said, this is a two-part answer my wife gave me. She said, number one, women grow up with the fairy tale of, I'm going to get married, I'm going to have a white dress, I'm going to get married someday, I'm going to get married in church, blase, blase. And that's in her mind. Whereas men grow up playing with Tonka trucks and shit. There's a whole different mindset. And it takes a while for a woman to let go of that, if ever. Number two, my wife said, was that kind of what Teresa was saying in relationship to her daughter. And I know Sunshine knows the shit too. And Teresa, all the ladies all the ladies here know the shit too. Men play games, and once women recognize the game, then they're able to look out for themselves. So it takes a while for a woman to be able to reach that point where she starts looking out for self and flipping the script. As long as a woman is falling to the game, she's going to continue to get played. All right? Thoughts? Anybody?
Well, that's a lot to process what you just said. Let me ponder on it, but I got something to say.
Well, do you think that, Aloysius, do you think that there's a point where women are no longer marriage material? Anybody, this is the first part. Anybody can jump in here. Women or men?
Depending on their – sexual usage sometimes, some people are not marriage material anymore. They're worn out. And some of the freakiest mm-hmm. girls I know are just nurses, firstly. Yeah. But
let me throw a couple things at you too. Let me throw another couple things at you because you talked about freakiness and you talked about wear and tear on the punani. Let me throw another thing at it. Another reason why I picked this as a topic is because a friend of mine posted that a dude that she met asked her how many kids she had. And she jokingly said that next time a dude asked her that, she's going to say 6, which she has 0. And okay, she has 0, and she's in her 40s. So I put her in this category too. She's no longer marriage material, okay? So she said that the next time a dude asked her that, she's going to say 6 just to see him run. And two guys responded right away by saying, that's not going to make a dude run. And I also said to her, I sent her an inbox message, and I said, dudes don't really care how many kids you have. What's more critical is the age of their kid, age of those kids in relationship to the guy. In relationship to the guy's age. Because a chick with 4 or 6 kids in the hood can be cuffed up and dated and taken out all day by a guy, but a 45-year-old with 0 kids can't get a date. So, but kind of like Teresa's daughter's situation, when a guy looks at the age of the kids, he's looking at, you know, it's a relationship to his age also. A guy looks at, how do I have to navigate these kids as I'm trying to spend time with this woman, either for sex, either for dating, courting, or looking at a relationship? Are the kids an obstacle? Are the kids just there? Are they sitting on the couch eating dry cereal, as Aloysius said? Or are they teenagers that's checking me, questioning me? Are they teenage boys who are recognizing the bullshit and I'm not going to be able to get away with the bullshit? You know, those are the kinds of things. So the age of the kids matters more than the number of the kids. And women don't recognize that typically. Nobody saying nothing?
Well, I would like to say, you got Janet Jackson, who got married in her 40s with no children, and she's been all over the place. And Madonna in her 40s, she's been all over
kids.
The place. Halle Berry still
gets kids. Wait, back up. Janet Jackson
Janet has kids. Yeah.
She just ain't claiming.
One. Where they at?
She got one with that DeBarge guy, don't
she? Where is the baby?
But she ain't claiming.
Probably somewhere here in Grand Rapids.
Wow. You never see her.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's a kinda good
like,
thing to be like Bobby.
Duh, that's what we said about Teresa's daughter. Okay, go on. Give me your go with your other example.
You got Madonna. She got children.
She's a Stone Cold freak too.
And
yeah, they were like I guess I would say sexual beings in their youth and throughout their life based on how they portrayed themselves in the media. I'm not really going to say that any person is unmarriable. Because I see people get married in their 50s. I see people get married in their 60s.
See.
You really never know. I just think you have to be open. For a long time with me, I wasn't open to dating anyone. Not to be serious with. You see what I'm saying? So it was like when I looked at people, I used to tell people I had 10 children. And I did that not to run them away, but to see their reaction. And some men that's really trying to get with you, they're really concerned. You know, that they really like you as a person, as a being, and not just your ass. They look crazy as hell when you tell them you got more than a certain amount of children. And the ones that don't give a shit, they just want some pussy. You're right. They don't care. So I used to use that line just to weed out the freaks, the pussy go-getters, or a real man. You know what I mean? So,
but sometimes
I can't say that. Because in the last 2 years, I've had 2 different exes propose to me. Now,
yep.
Did I believe it?
did I really think we were going to get married? But it was cute. You know what I mean? I don't think it was meant to be on both ends. But
well,
I don't think you're ever out of that because everyone gets to a point where, Togo, you got married late.
Look, you are marriage material. What makes what makes you marriage material, you know, Teresa is marriage material. Tiana's marriage material. What makes you all marriage material, in part, is the fact that you all had kids. Because kids give you a unique perspective on life. Okay? They change you as a person. The two examples that I gave tonight don't have kids. And I'm saying that at a point where a woman, I'm just going to throw this shit out there. Take it how you want it or reject it. I don't give a fuck. At the point where a woman spends the better years of her professional life acquiring assets, acquiring degrees, and doesn't have children, she forgets or doesn't develop the skills, the nurturing skills. And without having the nurturing skills of being a parent, she doesn't have the nurturing skills to be a wife. Okay?
So
that's what I'm saying. So then what happens is when a woman gets in her 40s, the dude that she's trying to catch has his options. He can go with the 20-year-old, 21-year-old, like Teresa's daughter, that's going to be great sexually, that's going to have her body as a young woman's body. He can go with the woman in her mid to late 20s that's coming into herself as a woman. He can go to someone in their 30s who's maturing. He's got options. And what I'm saying is, a woman who doesn't have a child or has reached a certain age doesn't realize that she's in competition. And whatever bullshit or hardness that she's acquired along the way, a man doesn't have to deal with.
True.
Because if I want to deal with headaches with a 40-year-old, I say, fuck it. I'll go get me a 20-year-old and have fun and kick it. Because nobody needs stress in their life, male or female.
True.
And then, y'all are quiet. Y'all can jump in at one time. I guess I picked the topic tonight because I was on tangent. I want to get this shit out there. So let me throw this last little bit in too. Freakiness. Because, Sunshine, you touched on freakiness. Freakiness is, and I'm going to lean on Aloysius to jump in here. Freakiness is very important. Let me say this. There's a woman in her 40s who, I saw this too on social media. People be putting all their shit on social media. A woman in her 40s who won't lick duty hole or won't suck toes and shit, and then made the statement that she was saving that for her husband. She ain't got no fucking husband. Who's she saving it for at 40-something years old? So my point is, if you're dating a guy who wants shit like that because he sees it as freaky and acceptable, and you tell him at your age that you're not going to do it because you're saving it for your husband, he's going to go find that 20-year-old that is doing it and be like, kiss my ass to you.
I agree with that. That's for women, too. Yeah.
I agree. It goes both ways. Everything I say, you know, is not exclusive to one gender.
I was thinking about Oprah Winfrey. I don't know why I keep thinking of Oprah Winfrey as you describe this person, this woman, this unmarriable woman.
Well, money makes a motherfucker marriable. Shit.
I mean, her and Seven have been together so long. I wonder what's up with that. See, that's what I keep thinking of. And I don't think she's unmarriable. I just think she has other priorities. So, I don't know.
Gail might be a priority. Her assets might be a priority. You know, her career might be a priority. You know, she may not want to be married.
Right.
Sunshine, do you want to be married?
I would get married again. Do I have to? Nah, because I'm an asshole at the end of the day. And I love my children, and I'm really not going to treat anyone better than my children at this point in my life. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'll treat you well, but, you know, some men come in relationships and expect to be treated like a king or fix my food and don't fix your children's food or don't let them eat the first piece of chicken. But I ain't got time for that shit. So whoever decides to take me on as a wife, they got to deal with some regular down-to-earth shit. I ain't got time because at this point in my age, you're right, I'm 41. All that trying to, you got to tend to your home. That's one thing. But, you know, a lot of men change the role of a wife to be more of like a servant and a slave. And I ain't got time. That's for them 20-year-old heifers that, you know, willing to just be a worker wife. I feel like I have as much to offer. And it's a partnership. You know what I mean? So, and like you said, I got a stage boy who's not going to have nobody coming and talking shit over him or me. And then I got a 5-year-old who's going to be looking at you like, that's my mommy, fool. What are you doing? So.
Yep. And that's a good thing. Those are all good things. Trust me. To have the kids, I'm telling you this, and Aloysius will concur. Ladies, we're telling you this. When you have the kids that are hard asses on the dudes, that's a good thing. When you have the kids that don't like the motherfuckers, that's a good thing. Telling you. Aloysius? Do you ever want to get married?
Nope. I'm good.
Why don't you want to get married? And we got 3 minutes left in the show, so let's hear this. Aloysius, give it to us. Why doesn't Aloysius want to get married?
That's not a long list. I just don't want to. yeah, I don't see the need of it. I already have kids, so they're almost grown and gone.
Amen.
So I don't need that portion of it. Companionship, I don't really need right now. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple, short and sweet, you know.
Mm-hmm. How would you respond to someone? I can sense what the answer is to this, but how would you respond to someone who says that, what about being lonely?
I've been an individual all of my life. Loneliness is just a part of it. I can deal with it. There are plenty, if I want to just talk to someone, there are plenty of women out here that will just talk. Or plenty of women that just want to be physical without the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's true.
You can always find somebody to cuddle with.
Yeah.
That's the easy part, cuddling.
Yeah.
Anybody
and the thing, as we get older, it's easy to find someone who says, you know, I'll come be, we'll, you know, come and make this agreement, no strings attached. And then you take your ass on and I'll take my ass on too. Because a lot of people don't want the baggage.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people aren't, you know, in your 20s, you're not ready for the baggage, but you claim you are. There's that damn game that guys run. But as you get older, 30s, 40s, you only want to deal with your shit. And you don't want to deal with somebody else's shit.
And just like Sunshine, my daughter is not going to go for that shit. Some chick just popping up here trying to claim her, being her mom or stepmom. You know what I mean? She's not trying to hear that shit.
I had a person on Facebook said that you're trying to make them a part of your family.
Wait. Yeah. Go back over that again. What'd you say now?
I've been on a Facebook battle with one of... I guess these women that Aloysius has had to target me because of me and Aloysius' sexcapades that we have on early morning. You know, and I just haven't seen Aloysius since we graduated, so I can't So, but this chick has been really just after me since she caught us sex cheating, text cheating. What's it? What is it called? What are you doing when you're texting somebody that you ain't really messing with, but it's sort of sexually explicit? I don't know what that is, but we were doing it. And she caught us, and she told me today that you wanted her to be part of her family, like wipe her up or something. I said, well, let's...
What about all of that?
Well, I'm just saying, you, Aloysius, you are a special kind of guy. And a lot of women can't really handle the affection through media, social media. They don't know how to take it and move on. Take it and benefit what you really got going on in your life. You know what I'm saying? So if Aloysius gives me a couple of fly, get hot sexting pictures, I'm going to use that to my benefit in my real relationship. I'm not going to lust over Aloysius for the rest of my damn life until I run up on him. You know, when I run up on him, you might have some problems now. But what I'm saying is...
That's what I was going to say. A lot of people don't know the. A lot of people don't know.
Amen to that, dude.
A lot of people don't know the difference between fantasies and reality. And I think that person is caught up. That other person is caught up in a mythical world.
Exactly.
So, Sunshine, let me give you a chance to wrap it up tonight. Say your goodbyes to everybody.
I just want to put it out there. So people put the guns down. No, that's nothing to do with the show. But gun violence is really ruining American families. And it's just time to rethink how we respond in violent situations. And if you can't really talk it out, I'm down for a tongue lashing. Put the guns down. That's all I got to say for tonight.
Amen. Aloysius?
Basically, to Joe's family, I do want some peace and closure. If they have anything that they need to talk to me about, feel free to get in contact with me. Ladies, it's been a Stone Cold Groove. Chris, blessing to you and yours.
Thank you so much.
And let the parties continue.
And with that, we bid you all adieu. It has been another great episode of Lonely Hearts Cafe. We thank those who were with us who did not say their goodbyes. They dropped off. But definitely, Sunshine, we're glad to have you on the air with us. Aloysius, I pray for you and your family that you stay well, and we will see each other soon and look forward to chatting with you again next week. Everybody stay safe, and everybody find some warmth. But if you can't find warmth in your own household, in your own relationship, you can definitely find some warmth with Teresa's daughter. Bye, y'all.
Listening to Team Broadcasting.